For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. With the Cayman Islands cautiously rolling back all but the most basic COVID-19 prevention measures, health officials are still emphasizing the role that a strong testing regime plays in the continuation of this process. Here's Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin with the details.
With this objective in mind, a second cycle of rescreening frontline and other sectors that have recently returned to work has begun, and testing has also been open to the public. At this time, anyone who wishes to be tested can register for an appointment with the Health Services Authority. Although the times of the test results returning positive for COVID-19 has dropped in the past few weeks, the Medical Officer for Health, Dr. Samuel Williams-Rodriguez, says there is no room for complacency. Regular testing of frontline and other workers every 4 weeks or so is the only way to determine to what extent the virus has been controlled locally. Therefore, Dr. Williams says testing measures will be ongoing. Pointing to the global resurgence of the disease in other reopened economies, he notes that routine screening helps at-risk persons to protect family and friends, as well as keeping the reopening of the economy on track. In particular, he re-emphasizes that frontline staff working with the general public should be tested regularly. The Medical Officer for Health also urges persons experiencing flu-like symptoms and anyone who believes they may have been exposed to the virus to self-register for testing. Persons may register for screening using the form available on the bottom left of www.explore.gov.ky/coronavirus. For organizations seeking to schedule on-site screening for employees, contact covidscreening@hsa.ky. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Following the recent announcement by the Cayman Islands government regarding the safe reopening of business, the Civil Aviation Authority of the Cayman Islands will resume a phased reopening of the Grand Harbor offices on Monday, July 13, 2020. Initial opening hours will be Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. In order to comply with the COVID-19 health and safety practices, the following protocols will apply. Deliveries to the office can be pre-arranged by calling 916-1718 or 949-7811. It is mandatory that all persons, including visitors, wear a mask and sanitize their hands upon entry. When in the receptionist area or common areas within the building, social distancing protocols must be maintained. No more than two persons are allowed in the receptionist area. Additionally, staff will continue with digital work remote plans, providing regulatory services to clients and stakeholders. The CAACI office is located at Cayman Grand Harbor, Unit 2. Inquiries can be sent to civil.aviation@caacayman.com. C&W Communications operator of the Flo, BTC and UTS brands in the Caribbean announces the acquisition of IT Outsource Limited, a leading managed service provider in the Cayman Islands. Here's Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego with more.
Founded in 2004, IT Outsource provides IT managed and support services, cloud backup, security services, and enterprise hardware and software solutions focused on clients in the financial services, insurance, government, and tourism sectors. ITO prides itself on simplifying the IT requirements of its clients with a reputation for outstanding customer service. Chief Commercial Officer B2B in Cable and Wireless Communications Chris Coles noted the acquisition of IT Outsource represents an important step in the execution of our growth strategy and will strengthen our business by bringing innovative solutions and technologies to existing customers and solidifying our position as the leading provider of ICT services in the Cayman Islands. General Manager and Managing Partner IT Outsource Gary Southway said, as the entire world shifts to focusing on how to secure a mobile workforce, we aim to expand our portfolio of solutions in the region for protecting people, services, and data on the network and beyond. He added, we know these are challenging and uncertain times, and we are excited about this deal and what it means for the expansion and profitability of your business and ours. And in that process, he says the hope is to offer a more comprehensive and secure end-to-end offering and to better serve clients in the region with new and innovative solutions. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
The Blue Iguana Conservation has helped bring the blues back from the brink of extinction.
So we have released through our breeding program around 1,000 animals into the wild, and our evidence suggests that that population remains fairly stable.
However, Jack Harding, operations manager at the Blue Iguana Conservation Program ran by the National Trust of the Cayman Islands, says the blues face many dangers to their survival once released.
So what we're finding at the moment is that our wild-born hatchlings struggle to survive. Those pressures are still there between feral animals and loss of land and habitat that we really need to work on. So very positive step, and a population that's holding, but still lots of work to be done, because for them to recover properly, we need those wild babies to be able to survive.
And every loss of life is a setback for the breeding program, such as the blue which was found dead after being hit by a car on June 9th.
It's a real heartfelt plea from the program, from the National Trust, the Department of Environment, everyone involved, to please just be conscious and be proud to have them, because they're a beautiful animal. They are no harm to people. And, you know, they deserve just as much as we do to live on Grand Cayman and be safe.
Mr. Harding says the job to protect these creatures is far from over. And that was your Saturday news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.